Oh.
Well, it's got a lot of things going for it. I mean, but the main thing is that, we've said from the beginning that the kind of cop Jake wants to be is the kind of cop Holt was in the 70s. And he's refining that into, he wants Holt's skills and he wants his mentorship. And, if he's going to be solving a serial killer case, Holt is the best man to help him with that. Holt thinks in the same kind of burst of inspiration as him, and Holt has put away some really big name killers. Jake used those lessons very, very well. And the amazing thing is that Holt probably felt subconsciously, but immediately recognized that in Jake and wanted to. And was really happy to see him succeeding, which makes this a perfect family storyline. Because it's not at all secret that Holt is Jake's father figure, and this episode was like a rite of passage, like Jake being able to do the thing that he admires about Holt, Holt helping him along with it, taking him into his confidences, having a drink with him, having a drink with your dad. Is very much a wow, I'm an adult now kind of feeling. At least for a man, I think. Sitting around and talking with my dad over drinks is a very meaningful thing for me without having a lot of seriousness forced on that interaction. And it immediately warped Jake's perception of what is good to drink, which I extra appreciate because the first alcohol I got into was port. And then I had to stop because red wine makes me violently hungover and super horrible. Port is fucking delicious, but
Well, it better be, given how it's made, it's fucking great.
I want some port.
I loved that Gina was like, "Oh, you're still drinking that?" And he's like, "Well, yeah, I kind of love it."
They're porters.
No, Carl, it's too.
Yes.
You nailed it.
They said it. Did you miss
Oh
that?
no, they did when?
Jake, when they met on the bench, Jake said Portner, and Holt said Portner without missing a beat.
Holt, yes, Andy.
They had a silly in-joke.
My God. Holt was so much in this episode. Like
Yeah.
his constant yes anding of Jake was terrific.
And Jake paid it forward to Gina. There was so much mutual building up in this episode. These three people love each
Yeah.
other. They really do. This is a family unit. This is unbreakable.
I love Jake underlining. He's like, "Hey, childhood friend who I've known forever and love with all my heart." And I was like, "Aw, damn it, Jake."
But it's
I
true.
know.
Also, like him, like. Aren't you for the Are you forgetting something interaction? He has no idea what she's talking about. He's like, is it the thing? I gotta maybe kiss her on the forehead to leave. And she's like, no,
Your bill.
not that thing, the normal being in society thing.
Do you?
God, they're such
It's
siblings.
so perfect. It's so great. I just love that so much.
Yeah.
I love that forehead kiss. I love how fully gift it's being right now.
Yeah.
Like,
It was a watershed
it's a
moment.
delight. I love Jake's entire face. If there was an
It's too good for this world.
okay, cinnamon roll, but like, what if there were? If there were a way to give somebody an Emmy for doing great acting work in a comedy, as opposed to like comedic acting work in a comedy, Sandberg plays Jake so right in this episode. This is the Jake I want to see more of.
Yeah, he's so he likes his friend so much. And he's a good cop who wants to do his job even though he's not getting paid for it. He fucking puts his entire career he's just like whatever, this case would make me, but whatever. Having Holt back at the precinct is better for everyone including me. And And he doesn't
Right,
sacrifice
Jake
his goofy
stays
self for it either.
fun, but never deviates from being less irresponsible. I struggle with straight up labeling Jake as anything approaching responsible, but
he did go into a like live weapon situation with no backup.
Yeah. So less irresponsible is correct. Yes.
He's grown as a person.
Seriously.
That was still a rookie mistake.
Though I will say Holt doesn't look like he has backup in a lot of his flashbacks to catching criminal scenes.
Holt was an irresponsible cop.
Also true.
Like, but still, I think my favorite thing in this episode is how relentlessly enthused Jake is about Rihanna's life. How relentlessly enthused Jake is about Gina's life. Like, she's like, I'm taking an abnormal psychology class and everyone is obsessed with me. And he's like, smiling so big. He's like, yeah, they should be. And not just because you're weird.
I love that Gina gives them the, like, criminal minds little, like, behavioral analysis rundown there.
It was great.
What a great little moment. Gina would make an amazing criminal profiler. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, should we talk about Jake being like, Amy gave me the sticker for waking up?
Oh, yeah, we totally should. That's a great tactic.
I agree. I love that Jake's like, oh, it's so hot. I was like, you're perfect.
That's a weird line on his part, but like, he's with a woman who like wants to take care of his emotions and isn't entirely sure how, but that's a pretty canny move on Amy's part, or at least a move that demonstrates a pretty high emotional intelligence.
I love that. Well, because Jake prefaces it by being like, I'm straight up depressed. Amy gave me a sticker for waking up.
That's a good move.
That's so... I can't get over how smart that is. Because, like, Jake is basically childish whimsy as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And stickers, I fucking love stickers.
So like, he loves the cheap gratification. And that is a good vehicle for him being told that, like, you know, you got out of bed. That's an accomplishment. You're getting better.
Jesus. I just fucking loved this episode. I loved it so much I feel like I can't even talk about it. I don't know. We also didn't plan. So, fuck it. I wonder if we'll see Garmin again.
I think we might. Like, I think we time? I think he might become an occasional recurring character. Because they've like, I mean, apparently over the summer they learned what a chief of detectives was. Which I can't throw shade. I don't know what a chief of detectives is. But like, if he's someone who's in charge of detective stuff, then they could have a lot of business with him. They at least have an ally against Wunsch now. And if they keep getting through these really high-profile cases, then he could be a very good conduit for career opportunities for the characters.
I was actually exactly going that direction, because I was going to say that I believe major in the actual NYPD, major crimes reports to the chief of detectives directly. I wonder, I hope we see the Vulture again.
I'm sure we'll see the Vulture
again. I hope we see the Vulture again this season.
I'm sure we'll see the Vulture again this season.
I
think he will probably be involved in the last arc of the season.
Dude, way to fucking read my mind. We are so on level right now. That's amazing. I don't think the Wunsch stuff will be the season finale stuff again. But I do think
No, I hope not.
Yeah, I'm kind of ready for them to sort of let that go for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of letting stuff go for a while.
Yeah.
We've been here for a while.
Yeah. You're saying we should let each other go for a while?
I'm saying that we should let the audience go to their rich and full lives.
Hey, audience, if there's anything that we didn't cover that you want us to talk about, send us an ask. If you send us stuff that you want us to talk about, we'll probably answer it or talk about it in the next podcast. It'll be like the opening before it'll be our pitter patter before we jump into Halloween 3.
Pitter patter word of the week?
Yeah, maybe I'm just like really starved for rain. It doesn't rain here at all.
Yeah, you and crops both. That's how you joke about California, right?
Totally.
That's what I learned from Mars.
God, did you see The Martian?
Yeah, I did see The Martian.
Did you see Crimson Peak?
I did not see Crimson Peak.
So let's talk about The Martian.
It's marketed like a horror film, so I'm not going to see it.
It's definitely not a horror film.
That's cool. They shouldn't have marketed it that way. Now I'm not going to see it.
Got it. It's a goth.
The next time I see a movie, it's going to be Sicario.
Really? What the hell is that movie about? I don't even understand.
I don't know. But a lot of people whose opinions I respect say it's the best film of the year, so I'm going to go see it.
Wow. Man, I guess I should go see it. I was hearing somebody being like, I want to go see Sicario. I was like, why though?
I think it's about Emily Blunt hunting a serial killer in northern Mexico in a kind of like magical realism dream landscape.
Holy shit. That might be all the things
I might
love.
Have made all of that up except for Emily Blunt.
Fair enough. I feel like...
Let's watch a trailer together and then decide what it's about.
After we finish recording?
No, right now.
She's on the podcast?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm going to YouTube.
Okay.